This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Will Buck.
I'm Rodri Subramanian.
As WBBM News Radio in Chicago reported, the city's mayor, Lori Lightfoot, is calling for more diversity among the news media who cover local government. She kicked off the discussion with a controversial move. With Lightfoot's two-year anniversary of mayor approaching, her office started offering one-on-one interviews, but only with reporters of color. In a written statement, Lightfoot pointed out that the city has a black lesbian mayor, a Latino city clerk, a black treasurer, and a majority black and Latino city council. Yet almost all of the reporters covering City Hall are white. The National Association of Black Journalists called it a bold move and praised Lightfoot's sensitivity to the lack of diversity among the reporters covering City Hall. But the organization added it cannot support the tactic because of its commitment to universal diversity, equity, and inclusion. What do you think of this, Will Buss?
A couple points. I support what the what the effort was meant to do. I think this is an issue that needs to be raised and discussed. And I also believe and agree with that there does need to be more diverse representation among the Chicago media that covers the mayor's office there. But in that same vein, this sudden symbolic gesture that the mayor made to do this, I'm not sure I agree with that. I think that inclusion means everyone, and you need to make sure that even though you're pointing out that you're trying to raise awareness, I'm not sure that was the way to do it. It is a very bold move, I'll give her that. But at the same time, I'm not sure it necessarily succeeds in what she was trying to do, and I think she might have created a little more trouble than she was looking for. But again, as someone that I also agree very much with this same sentiment, I think this is something we need to continue to discuss, and we need to impress upon our media organizations in Chicago and everywhere else that there does need to be more well-represented diversity in our newsrooms to reflect the communities that we cover. I know within the couple companies that I had worked for, media companies I had worked for, there was at least a pronounced initiative to do that. And we made sure that we didn't always succeed in it, but that we had always succeeded in hiring people of color and ethnicity and other backgrounds in our newsrooms to reflect the diverse communities where I had worked. And so this continues to be an initiative, but again, not sure if this was the right way to go about it, in my opinion.
What do you think, Rajvi?
I totally kind of resonate with what Will Buss just spoke about that. But also, I think it's a good talking point for polarizing views on this issue. You know, on one side, we feel, we need some diverse group to represent what's happening in the community. We take, for instance, Illinois or Chicago. We have like a lot of Latino people. We have a lot of African-Americans. We have a lot of other ethnic communities. But when you talk about people who are going to write about the community, the representation is missing. So that's actually a valid point. But also on the contrary, I think people take this as a polarizing view. Oh, look at the mayor. Oh, she's kind of, trying to kind of exclude the white community. And this is very impartial and all these things. But again, this is something that was what expected in the news, because people want something to talk about. And I think, some people can completely misconstrue the intentions of the mayor. So the highlight, I was reading at the letter which the mayor's office was publishing about the fact that, it's very important to actually incorporate, people of color, and there's practically no women in the, city council press corps. And I think she wanted to kind of, build some kind of attention. I think she definitely got the publicity she needs in terms of the missing diversity in terms of the news reporting pool. But again, this is also a talking point for bringing the issues that, it's also sidelining other white reporters as well. Again, I think it's a kind of a PR stunt. But I think, depending upon the media organization, they can actually promote her view in a positive light or promote her being so very discriminatory in nature. which is what we are seeing right now. So I think I pretty much agree with Will's, and I'm also pretty much resonating his view on this issue.
Well, it probably is a PR stunt and a way to get a point across on a particular issue, maybe something that has bothered her for a while. You know, politicians choose reporters they want to talk to all the time. They'll give exclusives to. I think we see that all the time. And, you know, these one-on-one interviews on the anniversary, the two-year anniversary of her being mayor, I don't know that any other sort of news was really going to come out of these things. She probably had a particular message she would want to get across in one-on-one interviews and probably would not stray much from that script anyways. It's not like she cut off regular media briefings or anything to white reporters. These were just one-on-ones. And again, you know, politicians choose reporters they want to sit down with for these one-on-one type of interviews. So I think she saw this as an opportunity to get another point across and in a way where she's still not overall cutting off access to a certain group of reporters.
See, Chicago is plagued with so many problems. You know, we had this pandemic this past year, and there has been constant, you know, shootings, and a lot of people are dying. There are so many crucial issues at hand that has to be dealt with. But I feel this is kind of a point that people kind of blow out of proportion and make a big deal out of it. But the point is, there are so many burning issues right now in Chicago. And I think, you know, we shouldn't be focused on her taking a stand on this and doing this. You pretty much said that, you know, this was just an initiative giving exclusivity for, you know, certain reporters and all this stuff. It's not something she's kind of avoiding, you know, any press assets, but in terms of trying to kind of promote a second year being in the mayor's office. So again, I feel there are so many burning issues that the Chicago needs right now to be highlighted. But again, you know, it's all about, you know, the news media taking an angle that is convenient for them to either tarnish the image of a person or to build the image of a person.
Well, in that sense, Rajvi, it's actually a brilliant misdirection or distraction when there are so many other crucial issues facing the city for her to make this a point of discussion for however long this controversy lasts. Will?
Well, I think that she certainly, if her goal of if this was truly a publicity stunt, which I believe it probably was too, and her goal was to get people's attention, I think she did that, damn the consequences. But at the same time, in a city like Chicago that has lots of issues facing us, a big metropolitan area, among other things, crime and so forth, I think she needs to maybe rethink how she's wanting to get that point across in the future. It may have gotten people's attention, but it may be just a distraction or counterproductive in the end. I don't know. It just doesn't seem to me, in my opinion, a great way to go about this. I definitely got the point across, but I don't know. I think it's very distracting.
With that, we're going to wrap up our discussion for this week. Our listeners can join us again next week here at tspr.org for more of Shop Talk.